Welcome back. Got a good one for you today. I'm Dan, and you're watching I Allegedly. So much is happening in our economy right now, and you're not supposed to put it all together, but today that's what we're going to do. And please comment in the video. Please like, subscribe, share it. And today we have a sponsor, Canoladine. And first things first, guys, Wells Fargo. They used to be the largest seller of mortgages in the United States, number one. And they stopped servicing mortgages directly. And one thing that they've done recently is they have just sold their commercial real estate processing. Now, wait a second. Does that mean they sold their loans? No. Collection, maintenance, customer service phone numbers, all that stuff has been sold to a company called Trimont. And what Trimont is going to do is they're going to start servicing this. Well, Dan, is that really a big news? It's huge news. Because one thing that Wells Fargo can't do is they can't service the product that they have and the problems that they have right now. So what they're going to do is they're going to go out and sell it to Trimont for $725 million. And Trimont is going to be the one to start going after the loans. Now, they didn't say that in the CNN article, but it's very clear they need someone that can process, that can handle all these loans and deal with the daily collection, because this is something that these loans, man, oh man, they are not collecting on these loans right now. And Trimont's gonna pay a fortune. It looks like they're going to start taking over the operation in early 2025, if not sooner, if they can get it approved. But what this does is the big problem with commercial real estate is not going to be Wells Fargo's problem. It's going to be Trimont's problem. So there's that. Now, the other thing that's fascinating right now is you've got builders that are talking about how they're having problems in certain areas getting projects done, mainly in Texas and in Florida. And originally, they always talk about, hey, is the real estate market competitive from the new product to the old product? And no, it's not. And I just had lunch with somebody that told me a great story about how there are people that went and bought mortgages down. In other words, let's say that the interest rate for them should have been 7 or 8% because of their credit, because they're self-employed. Well, we don't want to talk about that. So what we did was we bought the loan down to 4%, and now they can't sell the house. The house has gone down in value. The builders are doing lovely things like selling the properties for less than these people paid for it. Then they're just stuck. And again, I have told you guys, if you're renting an apartment, you're moving to a mansion, check the neighborhood out. Check everything out that you could possibly check out that could possibly go wrong and be an issue when you purchase a home. And the reason for doing this is that you want to know crime. You want to know if you have a guy that has, you know, 14 motorcycles next door. You want to know if you have somebody that, you know, has his boat that blocks the street, things like that. It's funny. My dog lately has been wanting to pick different routes for our nighttime walk. And there is a neighbor that we never notice because we never go this way that fixes Vespas. Now, it wouldn't bother me, but it's kind of funny lately because we've noticed the sound of him warming up his Vespas. I'm sure if you lived next door to this guy, it would be irritating, because the other night we counted, should say I counted, Rosie didn't count, and there were 14 Vespas in this guy's driveway. So things like that you should know about. Not the end of the world, not the worst thing to have as a neighbor, but it's something that you should sit there and go, can we live with this, honey? No, we can't, you know? So the problem with it is this woman bought her house, bought the loan down, and now can't sell it. And these builders, I mean, the builders would sell their soul to sell a home. So if you think that they're not going to give away things or sell things for less, you are absolutely kidding yourself. But the two problem markets right now are Florida, which you haven't seen anything yet in Florida. Florida's going to be, I really think Florida's going to be the worst market for houses soon enough because of the insurance problem, because of the association problems and because of the fact that people thought they were buying something to retire in and they're just stuck right now. So you're gonna see some crazy stuff during this time. So, you know, read those stories below and, you know, the other thing, and I'm verifying all this stuff, how about if you have to start paying for your trash that you create? Well, I have trash pickup and they charge me to pick up my trash. No, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about your personal space. If you leave trash at a restaurant, if you leave trash in certain areas, you're gonna be responsible for this. Now, the latest one, which I cannot verify this because it was just sent to me via a TikTok, was Chick-fil-A charging 10 cents a bag. Now, that's insane, guys, because what are you gonna do? Get hot, those crinkle cut, greasy fries handed to you without a bag? It's insane. You have to have a bag. No, we're gonna charge you 10 cents for this. So there's that. The other thing that people are doing right now and that people are freaking out over, and there's the story below on this one, is that they're charging for internet if you walk into a business now. Oh, it's $3, it's $5. What? Just wanna use the internet as I drink a cup of coffee. Yeah, well, are you a customer? Yeah, you can have that. But you have to pay for it either way. This is going to ruin certain businesses if they start to do this. Our trash footprint, this is one of those crazy things that they can talk about, and you don't really want, do you want this? Come on, guys. What's included, what's not included in life anymore? I really wanna know. I really, really wanna know. So, you know, let me know what you think about this, because I think it gets to a point that it gets a little crazy, and we're supposed to sit there and act like this is no big deal. But you're going to build fees into everything. As the municipalities and these cities make less and less money, they're going to start creating fees and charging people more and more on a daily basis. Your trash, your footprint that you leave. Dan, you're kind of a dirty guy and you leave extra trash around, so we're gonna charge you an extra $15 a month. This is insane, guys. It just gets crazy. But the commercial real estate problems, you know, it's funny. My friend Doug was like, hey, and the postings are really picking up. He's the foreclosure guy. Come out with me next week. Let's go post some houses. So I'll go do that again with Doug. But for those of you that write me and tell me that there is no foreclosure problem, there is no commercial real estate problem, things are fine, you are just absolutely, you know, wasting your breath right now, because you're going to see things happen over the course of the next 90 days that are going to get shocking. They really are. But what's going to happen in 2025, if you watch Bob Kudla's video, everybody believes you can lie and say that we're not in a recession. This is not an economic downturn. You can say whatever you want. This is worse than that right now. So let me know what you think about this, but we're going to go post some houses as things don't get busier in the foreclosure space. Let me know what you want to say, okay? Let's talk about our sponsor, Canalidine. If you suffer from daily pain, it can be excruciating. It can be debilitating to where the simplest of tasks can just completely wipe you out. Well, medical scientist Clint Winters, he developed Canalidine. And what it is an all-natural supplement that you take daily. It's non-narcotic. It is something that will completely help you with your pain. It has been on the market for 14 years now. There have been over 1 million people that have taken it, and the studies are so positive for this. If you go to trykono.com/iallegedly, you can get this for less than $1 a day. Check it out today, guys. So many people have already signed up for this. It's fantastic, but think about this. You wanna get an edge. You don't wanna take ibuprofen and things that have horrible side effects for us as we get older. Try this. Try Canalidine today. And, you know, I always relate it to who's taking this. When you have former boxers, when you have UFC fighters that take it on a daily basis, this is making a difference in their lives. Check it out today. trykono.com/iallegedly. Use the link below. It's always the easiest way to get to these sponsors. But check them out today. Now, remember, everything is great. There are no problems. It's you, Dan. I want you to think about this. This is the largest month on record since they've started keeping records of this. 60,000 contracts for real estate purchases were canceled in the month of July. Just got these numbers in. 60,000. The majority of the people, cold feet, not doing this. What am I going to do? Now, here's the other thing. The landlord that I met today, the professional, this guy was talking about this. I want you to think about this number. What is the percentage of homes that were purchased in the last year, that had 3% down or nothing down? They were VA loans. What was the percentage? 53%. Guys, this is horrific. These are people that were sold a bill of goods that, hey, listen, we're going to see housing prices continue to go up. And they're not going to continue to go up. They're going to be nothing but problems. And these people have bought an asset that's depreciating. So you've got 60,000 people that canceled their real estate transactions. Just don't do it right now. Just wait. Wait. You can give me a hard time 3 months from now, 6 months from now if I'm wrong. But I'm not going to be wrong, because when you see Wells Fargo sell off their loan processing, it's because they want these guys to go after them. And again, my buddy, the foreclosure buddy, is like, oh my gosh, I'm going to contact them and start going after the collections. Subway, you know, they're doing so good. There was a Subway franchisee owner in Arizona that went out of business, and people didn't get their final paycheck. Well, that's horrible. How many people? Hundreds. Well, how could that be? 23 different Subway stores went out of business in one day. Shut them all down, didn't pay anybody, didn't give people their final paychecks. That is awful, guys. I'm out at the Riverwalk. Isn't that terrible? And then JP Morgan employee, he's been accused of allegedly stealing people's personal data, including their social security numbers and their banking information. 200 of them. None of us are safe. You know, what would Jamie Dimon say about that? Oh, we're looking into it. We'll deal with this appropriately. Yeah, I bet you will. So, you know, it gets old, guys. It really does get old that we're supposed to sit there and act like this is no big deal. But nothing, business is not the same. Like Bob Kudla was talking about, you know, 100 years ago and what things were like right before the Great Depression. And the problem with technology and certain things he thinks will help slow things down as far as a sell-off, but technology's not gonna stop you from losing your job. It's not going to stop, you know, your neighbor from losing their job and not being able to buy food. You're going to see a lot of things happen that are going to be terrible in the coming months and years. I am thrilled to announce that our new Uncensored channel, I Allegedly Live, is open right now. And this is something that is absolutely fantastic. I'm very proud of this. And you can sign up, guys, for only $4.99 a month. Check it out today. Use the link below. And we're going to have content about things that we cannot talk about on this platform and other platforms, but it will be completely uncensored and we can get real with everything. Come check out iallegedly.tv is the link, and check it out and sign up today. I love to travel, and I love technology today because it allows you to check everything out before you go anywhere. If you're going to go on a cruise ship, you can basically, you know, watch videos and get an education on everything. Mark Jevons is a travel blogger, and he was excited to go visit the pyramids and the Sphinx in Egypt. Booked a hotel that didn't exist. He flew all the way there, had his cab driver drive him there and to the address, and there was no hotel there. Paid for it in advance, and the cab driver was like, I don't know what to tell you. And of course, there's no hotels in the area, so the guy was kind of stuck. Read the New York Post article, because that is wild that happened. And the next thing is, you've got families. We touched on this a little bit, but this is sad. The average family this year on back-to-school items is going to spend $350 for back-to-school stuff. That's a lot. Now people are going to go into debt and borrow it in different ways. Buy now, pay later for pencils, for notebooks. And this is a sign of the times, guys, that it's shocking. You know, when my kids were in school, Target and even Kmart had these things, had these bins of, you know, notebooks and stuff like that. You guys get to have this, and you guys get to go get whatever you want. Here's your spending limit. The other thing was when Office Depot was open, I had an account there, and it was the greatest customer rewards program where they would send you a check, and the check was good at their store. It was basically a store credit, and because of my company and what we would purchase, we'd have times that we'd have $580 and things, and I would use that for my kids, buy my office supplies, and my kids would love to use that money for back to school. But this stuff is outrageous, guys. It's getting more and more and more expensive as you go along. Final story, and this one's insane, is Alaska Airlines had a flight diverted that had to do an emergency landing in Salt Lake City because the pilot, you know, Mr. DEI, was not qualified. I'm really sorry, folks. I'm not qualified to land this plane. What are you doing flying the plane, jackass? Come on. Do you see? Someone's going to get killed. But think about this. What if they would have crashed that plane and this guy admitted that? I think everybody should be able to sue anyways, myself. But can you believe that? Read the story below. Hey, I'm sorry. You know, I know your wife died during surgery. I know I was just working on her arm, but I wasn't qualified to do that. It's insane, guys. It really gets to be absolutely nuts when you think about this. Let me know what you think about this. Email me at hello@iallegedly.com. So much is happening on a daily basis. And onward and upward, guys. I'll see you very soon.